This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A gunman opened fire Thursday on a campaign truck carrying former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan on his way to the country's capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas explains.
Gunshots rang out just before chaos ensued. A video released by Imran Khan's party shows the former Prime Minister being carried away in panic. He was moved to another vehicle and then taken to a hospital in Lahore. Khan's party officials confirmed he was lightly injured but safe. He was later seen with a bandage on his right leg. The attack happened in the Wazirabad district in the eastern Punjab province of Pakistan. An unspecified number of supporters from his Tehreek-e-Insaf party, who were part of the march, were also wounded. Khan insists his ousting in a no-confidence vote in April was a conspiracy engineered by his successor, Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, and the United States. Both the new Premier and Washington have denied his claims. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea continued its unprecedented pace of missile launches Thursday, sending six more missiles into the sea as it continued to lash out at the United States and South Korea for conducting joint military exercises. Over the past 2 days, North Korea has launched 30 missiles, a record high by far. World leaders are reacting with cautious optimism about after the announcement of a peace deal and ceasefire between warring parties in northern Ethiopia's Tigray region. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the deal represents an important step toward peace. He said the U.S. is committed to supporting the peace process. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid's office says he's conceded defeat to former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in this week's election. A near-final vote count showed Netanyahu securing a parliamentary majority. Netanyahu is expected to head the country's most right-wing government in history when he takes power in the coming weeks. Sweden and Finland have just delivered on the demands Turkey has set for their accession into NATO. And time has come to welcome them as full members to the alliance. Those are the words of NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday. Stoltenberg added, in these dangerous times, it is even more important to finalize their accession to prevent any misunderstanding or miscalculation in Moscow. The comments came at a news conference with Turkey's foreign minister in Istanbul. Ukrainian officials said Thursday that 868 bodies of civilians, including 24 children, were found in liberated areas of the Kharkiv, Donetsk, and Kherson regions. A national police official told reporters that 34 torture sites were found after Russian troops retreated from those areas, as well as the areas around Kyiv, Sumy, and Chernihiv. On the humanitarian front, seven ships carrying 290,000 tons of agricultural products sailed from Ukrainian seaports for Asia and Europe a day after Russia resumed its participation in a program allowing the export of Ukrainian grain. Putin said Moscow had received assurances that Ukraine wouldn't use the humanitarian corridors to attack Russian forces. In a speech at the UN, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the Black Sea Grain Initiative has been very successful so far in ensuring grain is transported throughout the world from Ukraine. It hit a 10 million ton milestone this week. And here's more from Guterres.
10 million metric tons of grain and other foodstuffs have been shipped through the Black Sea corridor. It has taken just 3 months to reach this milestone. Despite all the obstacles we have seen, the beacon of hope in the Black Sea is still shining and the initiative is working.
And once again, that's UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres talking about the grain export program agreed on by Ukraine and Russia. Tanzania's Ministry of Tourism released a census this week showing the country's elephant population has stabilized. Tanzania's elephants were among the hardest hit by poaching in Africa. Numbers dropped 60% between 2009 and 2014. Marissa Melton, VOA News.